Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
You gotta really know Jesus wasn't gonna let no heathen stand in his way. Glory to God. I don't focus and I don't pay attention on heathen behavior or heathen activity, because heathens are what's called a reprobate mind. Do you know what a reprobate mind is? It's when God takes a hard and sears your conscience. You start to think that you're doing things right. You starting to think that you're operating in the kingdom, but you're really not. You're operating in the kingdom of darkness because you have a reprobate mind. God has given your mind up. He's saying they just won't listen. They just won't get it. I turn them over to a reprobate mind. And if some people on this line right now, you got some friends that got reprobate minds. No matter what you say to them, no matter how much you pray for them, they just won't listen. When that happens, know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to release them into the hands of the king. Mm-hmm. You can't change them. Stop trying. Release them. Release those heathens into God's hands. And let God do what only God can do.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We got a lot of people fulfilling lust of flesh. We got a lot of people not walking in the spirit. We got a lot of Jezebel spirits going around, and we expose that mess here at KCR. We don't care. We have to expose it so it won't contaminate the rest of the body. We got to call it out for what it is. If you are Jezebel, then you need deliverance. If you don't want deliverance, take your bag and go back to hell with that, because you're not going to stop the kingdom agenda of what God has called this ministry to do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't feel sorry for Jezebel. Jezebel wrote her own sex. Now she got a cancer. Don't feel sorry for Jezebel. You feel sorry for Jezebel. If you feel sorry for Absalom, they'll end up coming inside whatever God called you to do and destroying that. True prophets. Give me real good. True prophets. A real prophet of God comes to expose and destroy that spirit called Jezebel. If you ain't coming to expose and destroy that, you want to be, oh, I'm not going to say that because I want everybody to like me, then you need to check your calling, because you're probably not really called as a prophet.
That's right.
True prophets are not right. I don't care what anybody tells you. True prophets are not right. God uses a prophet to speak the oracles of the Father, the oracles of God, to turn back the heart unto man. And it exposes spirits like Jezebel and spirits like Absalom. Those spirits that walk according to the flesh, walk according to carnality. Anytime a Jezebel spirit comes, what it comes to do is it comes to destroy the prophet, destroy the leader, destroy the business owner, or it comes to destroy a ministry. This is what Jezebel say. I'm going to get as many people as I can. I know I'm about to go out the door, and I'm going to take as many people as I can with me. And the people that's not walking according to the things of God, the people that's not kingdom-minded, they're going to be right out the door with them. If you weak-minded, Jezebel going to take you right out. And know what's going to happen? The things that God has planned for your life is going to be altered. Not saying that you ain't going to be blessed. If you stick around with Jezebel, then no, you ain't going to be blessed. But if you decide, say, you know what, I'm done, I'm moving on, I can't be with this spirit, I'm going to do something else, you know, get rooted in a good church or whatever you need to do, then you'll be blessed, yes. But through this, you're just going to alter your destiny. You probably knocked your destiny off by 5 years.
My God, Jesus.
I don't take time to people that are heathen. I don't take time to Jezebel's spirit. I don't got time for it. I don't do that, and I encourage you all as well. It's foolish. If you don't got nothing better else to do with your life but to talk about people all day, all night, inbox message people, call people, the Bible says they're busybodies going from house to house. If you got time for that, don't want to be around no person like that. They're contaminating my spirit. I love you, but I got to get away from you.
That's right.
I'm around people that are saying, you know what? Girl, I got to write this book because I know God's going to do some good things with this. Girl, you know what? I got to sit up here and finish my work because God's taking me some places. I want to graduate. I want to be around people that say, you know what? You know what? How many souls Pastor Tom Dow? How many people Pastor said bring to church this Sunday? Kingdom. Kingdom. How many people we got to feed next week? How many people we got to feed? How many people we got to give? How much money we got to give to the homeless? Kingdom. This is the type of people that I want to be around. I don't want to be around mess of foolishness. Because I couldn't sing. I couldn't sing, and it wasn't all about me. The pastor pulled me down from my position. Oh, the pastor was preaching too hard. He was preaching all hard, and I thought he was talking about me, so he mean. He don't like me because he was preaching hard. You better be careful. I'm packing my bags, and I ain't looking back. You better be careful. Come on with me. That's a Jezebel. That's a Jezebel.
Wow. Teach it.
That's a Jezebel. That's a person that's a heathen. That's a person that's walking according to the things of the flesh. I don't care who don't like it. It's the truth. I'm looking for kingdom people. I'm looking to raise up kingdom-minded individuals, those who walk and operate as kings, those who are focused on their assignment. If you ain't got no tough skin, if you sit up there and say, okay, I'm going to leave a church because the pastor preached too hard, then you need deliverance.
Amen. Yeah.
You know what my Bible says? It says in the last days, people going to have itchy ears. They're going to run to teachers that tell them things that they want to hear. If you can't take it, you can't take strong truth that's that come from the foundation of love, I say it right now. Put in your resignation to KCI Ministries because I'm going to preach the truth, and I'm going to keep on preaching the truth. I don't need no weak-minded individuals who are heathens and who don't want to accept God's word. Save yourself some trouble and save me some trouble too. Go find, I don't know, this church, we preach fire, baby. We preach fire and we preach deliverance. We don't want to see you waking up the same way. We don't want to see you going to sleep the same way at night. We want to see you waking up as a king. We want to see you laying down as royalty. We want to see you walking in your purpose and your destiny. And sometimes it takes a little bit of tough love.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Kings.
Amen.
Walking in your kingdom purpose. Walking in your kingdom purpose. Don't bring me no mess concerning no foolish heathens. Don't bring me no mess concerning no Jezebels. Matter of fact, you need to turn your ear deaf to that.
That's right.
I don't got time for it. I'm walking according to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Girl, back. I ain't got time for that. I'm not worried about because the pastor didn't want to ordain you as a prophet. You calling yourself a prophet. You going around prophesying to everybody and their mama with off prophecies, and you called yourself a prophet. And because the pastor don't want to ordain you as a prophet or affirm you as a prophet, now all of a sudden you mad. I don't got time for that. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about, I know what, girl, know what, man, even if I don't got a title, I'm here to serve.
Amen.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm not doing it for a title. Jesus didn't walk around saying, I am the chief apostle. Jesus walked around as a servant. I'm here to serve. It's not about me. It's not about a Jezebel spirit. It's about the kingdom. Jezebel spirits is all about them and their agenda. Glory to God. There's some pastors out there that'll petticake you and push you up and put you on a pedestal and say, yeah, it's all about you, but it ain't going to happen here. We about souls, baby. I don't deal with phony people. I don't deal with heathens. God deals with them. All I'm called to do is to love and to preach and teach the gospel and focus on people who don't got the gospel. That's what I'm called to do.
Amen.
And that's what you all are called to do as well. Don't be like a heathen. Don't be like a donkey. Don't be like a jackass.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's the word. That's the word of God. Don't be like that. That's the word of God. Don't be like that. We're not called to be donkeys. We're called to be souls that's seeking after the king. There's a right way. The Bible talks about do things decently and in order.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. You wonder why you all of a sudden, it's people that's been with you, and you look, and they connected to you in different areas, even like social media. All of a sudden, you're not their friend no more and stuff like that, because they can't be a man and a woman and face up to you and tell you the truth. They just disappeared out your life like that. Doing stuff like that will cause hurt and cause shame to you and also to other families that have been that close to you. You hurt people. You cause dissension. You cause division, and that's blood on your hands. Yes, we serve a merciful God, but you need to get it right.
Amen.
I don't care who pray for you. If you don't make it right, nothing will ever go as planned as you want it to go according to the things in your heart. It will never go right. It will never work out. Nothing. You will run out the pitfall and roadblock after roadblock until you make it right.
Amen. That's truth. Amen.
And I'm going to say this.
Amen.
Because you reap what you sow. And you can't pray away to sow. You can't pray away that. You can't pray away the reaping.
Amen.
And all of you all who, I'm not saying it's you, but if you entertain a mess like that, then you need to repent too.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
You need to repent, too, because you just as guilty. The Bible says becoming a partaker of it. You become a partaker of your sins when you entertain that. So glory to God. God is good. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the ways of the flesh. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
This is an important message. God wants us to be kings, women of God, and men of God. He wants us to walk according to the things of God. He don't want us to be heathens, because if we be heathens, our minds will get reprobate. He'll turn us over to a reprobate mind. He wants to turn us over to the mind of God. Jesus wants to tend us over to his Father, to walk as kings, to walk in divine glory for such a time as this. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you for the exhortation. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for everything that you spoke, Lord, on this morning. Father God, bless your people. Move according to the things of the Spirit as we walk according to the ways of the Spirit as kings in the name of Jesus and not even. I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. People of God, say amen.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.